Christians who have made a difference.
Today, the Christian who has made a difference we're going to look at is Blaise Pascal. Blaise Pascal. Blaise Pascal was a devout Christian, a Frenchman, and a genius. And in his brief lifetime, he made numerous world-changing discoveries. He was born in 1623 and died in 1662, living a short 39 years only. Pascal grew up in Paris and was schooled at home by his father, and he showed early promise. But his father initially banned him from studying mathematics to protect him from overwork. But at age 8, he wrote his first scientific paper. At 16, he wrote a mathematical essay that broke new ground in the field of geometry on the mathematics of cones. When he was 19, Pascal invented a calculating machine, a forerunner of modern computers. At 23, he made major discoveries in physics and proved the existence of the vacuum. This paved the way for modern hypodermic syringes, barometers, and hydraulic devices. Pascal came up with the mathematical theory of probability, and he helped also to shape the field of calculus. But from his teens, he often suffered great pain in his legs. As an adult, he became partially crippled. Despite living with pain, he still made great contributions to mathematics, physics, and theology. One night, unable to sleep due to the pain, he arose and worked out the mathematical solution to explain the motion of cycloids. Pascal was deeply spiritual and a Christian. He knew the power of the mind and the potential of human reason, but he also knew that people can't solve all the deepest mysteries and needs of life with their minds alone, but need praise and worship of God. Such was the connection between scientists like Pascal and Christianity that at that time and in succeeding generations, science was considered to be the handmaid of the Christian religion, the handmaid of the Christian religion. Pascal had a close encounter with death when he was nearly killed in a horse carriage accident. This only increased his devotion, and the time of closeness to God was so important to him that he wrote a reminder of it on parchment and sewed it into the lining of his coat. He kept this coat for the rest of his life, and the note was found there when he died at age 39. He was one of France's greatest writers. It's been said, Pascal is to France what Plato is to Greece, what Dante is to Italy, and what Shakespeare is to England. His religious writings, called the Pensées, form a literary masterpiece. In them, Pascal observes that man is a paradox of greatness and weakness. Here are a few of his thoughts from his Pensées. What is more difficult, to be born or to rise again? We come to know truth not only by reason, but still more so through our hearts. The heart has its reasons that reason does not know. What a vast distance there is between knowing God and loving Him. Pascal is remembered today by the term Pascal's Triangle, which was his way of finding the probability of repeated events where each event has only two possible outcomes. His name has also been given to a programming language, Pascal, in recognition of his invention of the mechanical calculator. He's also famous for what is called Pascal's Wager, which says, if God does not exist, one will lose nothing by believing in him, while if he does exist, one will lose everything by not believing. We salute Blaise Pascal, a mathematician, a physicist, an inventor, a philosopher, a Christian who has made a difference.